Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot them like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. And it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my bill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch. When you this rich, is more than life in China.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. Yes. We have a special guest for you. She's former NXT women's wrestler, Zeta Zane. We'll get her on the line.
Or press 1 for more options. We did not get your message, either because you were not speaking or because of a bad connection. To disconnect, press 1 to record your message. Press 2. Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Are you still there?
Yes, she's not in this moment. Yes. It's just been a whole lot going on in the wrestling world, even the death of Dirty Legend. Jim the Anvil Neidhart. So surprising death, that basically, at the age of 63, a young age, basically. He's been suffering from Alzheimer's, the early stages as of lately, and it was a shocking loss from us, basically, and took him from us. Yes, our thoughts and prayers for the Hart family and Natalya also, Neidhart. And let's try to get Zeta Zane back online.
Hello.
Zeta Zane?
Yes, this is she.
Yes, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yes, it's an honor. We finally get in contact you from your busy schedule throughout all over the wrestling scene.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm glad we could finally match up a time.
Right. Finally. Yes. How long were you doing MMA before pro wrestling?
About 10 years. I started at the end of 2007.
Awesome.
Yeah, I started with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and then later transitioned to grappling, which is basically Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with no gi, and then later started learning Muay Thai kickboxing, American boxing, some judo, amateur wrestling, and that was what went into my MMA career.
Awesome. Definitely. Were you a wrestling fan growing up also?
I was. I was as a kid, even though I didn't understand what I was watching. I started watching it when I was 4 because my grandma got me into it. But I didn't really know English at the time, and so I didn't really understand what was going on. I just know that I enjoyed it and she enjoyed it, and I watched it pretty regularly with her up until maybe around 12 years old, and then it was here and there until I was 15, and then I had stopped watching it because she passed away. So that was pretty much the last time I had really watched wrestling until right before I was going to try out for WWE.
Yes. Yes. Your grandmother basically was an inspiration of you getting into pro wrestling.
Yes. For some reason, it's like, no, I didn't understand what was going on. Subconsciously, it was the seed was already planted. It was actually because of pro wrestling that I ended up going into Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which led me to MMA. Because I wanted to do wrestling, but I just thought that there was no way I'd have a chance because only Olympic wrestlers or at least state championship winners will get that call from WWE or WWF and WCW at the time. So I thought, oh, I'm not a amateur wrestler, and I wasn't an athlete back then either, so I just thought there was no hope for me. So it wasn't until it was because of that. Later I wanted to go into amateur wrestling, but the school I was going to, it was for a little bit, I had to go to a private boarding school. And they told me that I wasn't allowed to wrestle because I was female. So I never got to do it. And then finally in high school, I got so busy trying to focus on schoolwork and trying to get into college, never got to do it. So by the time I got to college, I wanted to take up some type of self-defense. And wrestling was always something that I was interested in. So And of course, at that time, you can't just jump onto a college wrestling team without any prior training. So I ended up picking Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because it was the closest thing to pro wrestling at the time, which I actually didn't know the difference between amateur and pro wrestling.
Yes, definitely. You're definitely a tough female, definitely, to mix it out in a shoe fight, definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, be nice to Zeta Zane. Don't piss her off. It's gonna be an ass kicking that you will get in your lifetime. Were you a big fan of UFC?
I wouldn't say I was a big fan, no. I appreciate it, and it was definitely a goal of mine since I was in the MMA world, and that is the highest you could get with MMA. So my time is always just so tight. I always just focus on training, so every day was just training for me. I'd be training and working, so I really don't have time to just watch UFC. The only time I would watch it is to support my friends who are fighting in it. But other than that, like, I'm more of a person that's a doer, and just I am there to just learn it rather than just watching it on TV.
Awesome. Yes. What was it like to finally get that call to WWE Performance Center?
It honestly was a dream come true. Like, I never thought I would ever even be there. Thought I would even get a tryout, much less than making it in there. So it was really like a childhood dream that came true that I never thought was even possible. I had put it out of my mind for so long and went a different route just because I thought it was impossible for me. But that just proves that it's not impossible, and that it was nice to finally be able to fulfill that dream to be there. And being there, it was such a great environment. Just learned so much, met so many great people, and it was really such a great experience.
What was it like to meet Triple H also?
Intimidating. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but, you know, he's the boss, and he just has a very intimidating, he has that intimidation factor about him, which is great, which is why people listen to him, is why he's a leader, and he's great at what he does. But I'm sure he's a great guy. I didn't get to really have any in-depth conversation with him besides hello and how are you.
Right. He's definitely one of the top general managers out there in pro wrestling, definitely, that do tons of recruiting and stuff. He's been doing a good job ever since he took over.
Definitely. I agree.
Definitely. And what was it like to participate in the Mae Young Classic?
And I was like, it was really surreal. It happened really fast. I remember when they made the announcement that I was going to participate in it, I was really excited. And then there was no words of it for a while. And then all of a sudden, the week of when we're about to compete, we just had to, it was just go time. Everything was happened so fast, had to get ready and do promos and take photo shoots and video shoots and all types of stuff to prepare for that day and just go over everything. And then finally when it happened, I remember being in the back and the music starts playing. I'm just like, all right, here we go, and go out there. And you know, before I knew it, it was over. And it was just like a blur, but it was a really exciting, fun blur. So, I mean, I really enjoyed it, and it's an honor to be a part of such a big tournament, such a historic event, since it was the first ever Mae Young Classic and my first TV debut. So it meant a lot to me.
Yes, that was definitely a good, a great classic tournament for women's wrestling, basically, in 2017. And they will live up to the expectation this year, 2018.
Yes, I'm sure they will. They've got some great people in there, and they always do a good job, and everyone's improving all the time. So I'm sure it's definitely something to watch out for.
Right. Definitely. And can you tell me about Shayna Baszler? How was it like to work with someone like her that been in UFC and women's wrestling all over their indie scene also?
Oh, she was great. Very easy to work with. Good person. Like, it's nice because she also understands Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and MMA, so it was really a nice flow to work with her, and she's just easy to get along with, so I enjoyed working with her a lot. It was an honor.
And I know you wish you were still up there to even possibly meet Ronda Rousey and the other four horsewomen.
I've met her. She's nice.
Yes, she's definitely a down-to-earth woman in and behind the scenes and in front, in person also, definitely. And can you tell me about your other memories of working at NXT shows also? What was that like to participate in the Women's Battle Royal and other house shows at NXT?
It was really just a great learning experience with everything. Like every time you go out there, you always learn something new. And every time you work with someone, you learn their style. And it was just nice to be able to do that and be able to work with everyone and talk to them and build the story and just learning. I mean, it's nice to be out in front of the crowd and all the fans are wonderful. They're always really into it. And it's just a great atmosphere to be around. Of course, it's always up and down. There's always going to be time where you're nervous. And if you're not nervous, then it probably isn't that important to you. So it's nice to have that butterfly feeling in your stomach right before you go out there. And then as it's going on, it's calm and you just go through knowing everything and just trying to go and react to the crowd and make sure that everyone gets a great show and is entertained.
Yes, definitely. And what kind of music artists do you listen to while you in the if you in the gym or other places?
I'm really weird. So when I'm working out, I actually don't listen to music. I'd rather just sit there and count. I just the whole time. Like, I don't know how I do it, but yeah, that's just how it is. I just count. And as far as music in general, the people I like listening to now, I wouldn't say I keep up too much with what's on the radio now. I listen to top 40, but I don't really, there's no really any particular artists I'm super, super into. I like them, but to say I love them, I wouldn't say I really love them. But my biggest influences would probably be Usher and Mariah Carey. For guys, Usher, for girls, Mariah Carey. And I really like other people such as Keisha Cole, Craig David, and just that classic R&B style is really what I'm more into, and just that the 2000s era with R&B was just a great time. But right now that's not exactly what is popular on the radio, but I enjoy all types of styles and different trends, and I keep up with all of it. Like, I'll listen to all of it and enjoy some of it, not enjoy some of it, but basically top 40, just because I am into music and I want to keep up with the trend. It doesn't really matter who it is. When I listen to music, it's more so I listen to it for the beat, the lyric, the flow, like the actual skills that takes to make music. That's what I focus on.
Yes. Great selection of artists right there, Mariah Carey and Usher, definitely.
Yeah, I really like them a lot.
Right. Yes. Definitely, Mariah definitely as my childhood growing up until now, yeah. She still has
Matt
it.
And mm-hmm. Michael Jackson.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The legend, the king of pop, yes. Also, what is it like to reinvent yourself once you with no longer with WWE and now working with like a company like MLW with Sue Young?
It's really great. I mean, I'm not set to anything yet, as I am trying to just explore and see the different possibilities. Like, my character at MLW with Sue Young is just killers. Like, we're assassins and we just beat people up, and it's great. Like, it's really nice to be able to play that character. But then in other promotions, I am a different character. And actually, this Saturday, I had to pretend to be Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. I mean, at the end of the day, it is, you have to fit to play a role. And I like the challenge of playing different roles because I do enjoy acting. And it's just really nice to be able to do different things until something really settles in. So meanwhile, I wouldn't say I am hard set on one thing or not. I'm just me. I am Zeta Zhang, and I'm just myself, and I portray every part of me every time I go out there. It's just, you'll see one side of me more than the other side on one show, and then another side of me more than the other side on another show. It just depends on how I'm booked and what type of character I'm playing for that event. Actually,
yes,
I had to play Chun-Li like a few weeks before that too. So, I mean, it's really nice to just play all these characters and, you know, just be an actor.
Yes. I would definitely like to see that, Bethy, you as Chun-Li, definitely. I think you will make a great Chun-Li, basically, wrestling character, basically.
Yes, I was Chun-Li a few weeks ago at FSCW Supercon in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I will be wrestling for them, like, for all future shows. So, yeah, definitely stay tuned for that, and we'll see what character I am. Maybe I'm going to stay as Chun-Li. Maybe I'll be something else. We don't know. We'll see.
Right, definitely. And one thing about Sue Young, she was also a former WWE women's wrestler under development also, and she reinvented herself when she left, and she is the hottest thing out there in the wrestling now. She's so much invented herself, and she's like a different character, basically.
Great. She does great work. Really understands her character and how to portray it to the audience. And she's just different. You know, that's what's great about it. Because it's really hard to find someone with her type of character and pull it off so well.
Yes. And what was it like working with Rosaline also?
I'm sorry? Rosaline?
Rosaline.
I don't believe I worked with her.
I know you also worked with Sophia Castillo.
Sophia,
yes.
From Florida, right? Oh, she's really nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I love working with her. She's great. We train at the same gym, so it's really nice working with her, and she's a smart girl, knows what she's doing, and it's just simple, fun times when I'm with her.
Yes. Yes, and the other one is Rosalie Val.
How do you spell her last name?
Rosalie Val.
Maybe where did I work with her at? Maybe it's because I only know her other name.
I think it was it in Massachusetts? Someone on the East Coast?
No, I haven't been there. No, I have never been there.
Right. And I think you was basically playing Hill in the match.
I don't know. I don't recall.
Okay. Also, any upcoming events you would like to plug for our fans?
Oh, yeah, I have a bunch coming up. I'm booked all the way through to the end of December and even some next year. And then I am possibly doing an Asia tour next year as well. So you can see all my show dates on my Facebook page. It's basically facebook.com/ The Zeta Zhang. TheZedaZhang.
Awesome. Yes, it's an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio. You can come back anytime to the show.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Yes. We wish you all the best in the world in wrestling also.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes. You have a good night.
Have a good night. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was former NXT women's wrestler Zeta Zhang. Yes, if you want to check out this latest episode, it's right up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio or the Facebook page at Wrestling X Factor Radio. / It Factor Entertainment Radio. Also, or you can just Google it online. Also, either way, do it by your phone, Android, smartphone, laptop, with the Blog Talk Radio listening links. This is Wayne Benitez, signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Roll it up, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my bike bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kirk Henning. And it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, but you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm
that guy.
Hey, yo. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey, yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I fire at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be he slater before I make it his joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrap my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas tweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop.
You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.
Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.